Despite its current economic woes, Europe remains a beacon for many around the globe. And as we've been hearing lately, many migrants lose their lives trying to reach Europe. Italy plans a state funeral for the more than 300 Africans who drowned off the island of Lampedusa last week. So far, about 30,000 Africans have made it into Europe via Italy this year alone. And despite the risks, they keep on coming. Some of them seek asylum in Germany, and they can land in detention centers there, sometimes for years. A German bass player set out to find musicians among the detainees, and he did. They're on tour as we speak. The world's Jerry Haddon just caught a show in Gießen, Germany.
On a foggy night, a train rumbles past a dive bar in this sleepy German town. Inside the crowded bar itself, it's another world.
I came to Germany in 2010. I was looking for a life with a bit more meaning.
This is Revelino, the guy just singing.
In Ivory Coast, with the war, we didn't know if our lives were going to continue or not. You could get killed at any moment by a stray bullet, get caught by rebels or soldiers. I came to Germany to save my skin.
Revelino's story is not unique. Every year, tens of thousands of migrants enter Europe, fleeing conflict and persecution. Many make their way to Germany. To deal with them, the German government has set up over 100 refugee camps. If you apply for asylum, you must live in one. Another man from Ivory Coast, Jacques, came to Germany in 2008. He says he's glad to be far from his home village, where he'd been threatened with death for being gay. But he says 5 years of limbo in the German camp system takes its toll.
Tu peux jouer, mais tu n'as pas la peur au cœur.
You can practice your music there, he says, but your heart isn't in it because you're not happy. Without joy in your heart, you can't do anything. The camp system, he says, is designed to kill your spirit. They're filthy, he says, and overcrowded. You're only allowed to travel within a tiny radius of the center. You get food vouchers, redeemable in only a few shops instead of money. You can't work or go to school. The German government says it's doing the best it can and points out that it takes in more refugees than most of its neighbors. It says many migrants come because of Germany's generous welfare system, not out of fear for their safety at home. 19-year-old Afghani rapper Hossein doesn't quite see the generosity in his camp. The worst thing about living there, he says, the constant fear of being deported. He says because you're a virtual captive inside, it's easier for authorities to repatriate you. All they have to do is come to your room in the night, as they did recently, he says, taking away his best friend.
It's really dangerous. My best friend, he called me in Afghanistan. He said I was in my room, I think 6 o'clock at the morning. Tuck, tuck, tuck. The door. Oh, police. Let's go. Where? Airport.
Hossein says he hasn't seen him since. All these guys were professional or promising musicians back home. No one in Germany would ever likely know their names were it not for Heinz Rotz. Rotz himself is a well-known German bass player. A couple years back, he biked around Germany visiting 80 detention centers. He'd play shows nearby to draw attention to conditions. And he says the refugees would come out to listen. One day he thought, there's got to be high-quality musicians among them.
First, I was really astonished about the quality, but then I thought it's not a wonder because musicians and artists are critical persons, and if they live in difficult countries with dictators, it's very logic that they come and they have to flee.
Rotz recruits have permission for this tour, but after, most must return to their detention centers. Rotz says if he can make the refugee musicians known, even popular, treatment for all refugees might improve. He says it's been a struggle to get anyone to listen.
It was very hard to fight for an article, even in a local newspaper. Now it's a lot of discussion in newspapers, but it's also a lot of people who are against refugees here as well, so right-wing neo-Nazis. So it's becoming very difficult in Germany. A big fight is starting, but at least a fight is starting.
But he says German politicians have yet to respond. This as the European Union wrestles with how to protect its borders and deal with more and more migrants, many of whom lose their lives en route. More than 300 Africans drowned just last week off Italy's coast. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Gießen, Germany.
We've got video from Jerry's foggy night in Giessen, and it rocks. It's at PRI.org.